He's having a ball. And, you know, they asked me to get on the mic. And they asked me, can I kick it? Words. Can I kick it?
All right, guys, today we're going to talk about how I and you successfully can build clients for life. It's actually a lot simpler than most people think, and I'm going to explain to you how I've had clients for greater than a decade who haven't left my side. Let's get into the show. Okay, number one, I'm going to open with a Napoleon Hill quote, which is, "The man who does more than he is paid for will soon be paid for more than he does." Zig Ziglar said, "When you do more than you're paid to do, you will eventually be paid for more than what you do." So let's talk about this. If a client pays you $1,000, but you give them $10,000 of service in one transaction, and you multiply that one transaction by 10 transactions, they pay $10,000 and you give them $100,000 worth of service, who wouldn't stay with you? So for the second point, I'm actually going to tell a story about something recently that happened to me to put this on display. A client of mine named Matt came to me in, I believe, 2016, and he said, "Chris, I want to lose 30 pounds. For those of you that don't know, I used to own gyms. I used to be a high-level nutritionist, and people would come to me all the time. Matt came to me. He was a local police officer. He said, "Hey, man, I want to lose some weight." I said, "Great." My mentality back then, and still is as a coach of entrepreneurs, is if someone comes to me, I'm actually going to fix the problem for them. And then once we're done fixing the problem, they're released to go do whatever they want. I'm not going to string them along to stay with me. Just like back then, after 12, 14, 16 weeks, Matt lost those 30 pounds. And what ended up happening was I over-delivered on every occasion that I could over that short period of time. He invested X amount of thousands of dollars. I gave him 10 times more than that. I hadn't heard from Matt since 2016. I think we followed each other on socials, but I hadn't heard from him. And then now in 2023, he reached out to me a few weeks ago. And he said, "Hey, Chris, I don't know if you remember me. I worked with you in 2016. I lost a bunch of weight. Well, I'm getting married. The weight has stayed off, and I want to reward myself with a Rolex. So, since you're the guy and you sell Rolexes, can I buy a Rolex from you?" So here's a client that came to me 7 years ago. I over-delivered, did more than I was paid to do, did exactly what he asked me to do, hadn't heard from him for 7 years, and then he came back to me and noticed that I'm a watch dealer and bought his first Rolex through me. It's really that simple. Do more than you're paid to, and you will eventually be paid for more than you do. The last one here is low-hanging fruit. Low-hanging fruit for your clients. So what's some low-hanging fruit? Well, value adds is what it comes down to. So what's a value add? It's giving something more than they're paying for, a value add. So what are some examples of value adds, Chris? Well, that's a good question. You want to keep clients for life? Send them thank you cards. Handwrite them out. Send them birthday cards. Handwrite them out. Send them gifts. For instance, one of my clients just bought a new Ferrari, so we went on and found the replica model of it. It's like a few $100. We packaged it up. We sent it out to him as a gift. Do things like that. If someone has a big day or a big thing in their life, send them a gift. Maybe some wine, maybe some champagne, something for them. Also, public praise works. So sharing someone's post, praising them publicly on social media or in front of others. You should be doing this already as it's free. Hear me. Everything I just said is pretty much free outside of the gifts. So that's the low-hanging fruit, and you should already be doing it. And if you're not, this is a good opportunity to start adding value to your client's life. Okay, guys, that's what I got for you today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please go implement if you didn't already know these sorts of things. And if you are implementing, good. It will produce results, I promise you. I appreciate you. I love you, and I'll catch you next time.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm born.
Born, then.
Can I kick it to my tribe that flows in layers? Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to rhythms, Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave you. Feel free, drop your pants, yank your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game, we're the player.